Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Talk Business with Howard, where CEOs, presidents, and business owners go for practical advice and creative solutions to help business flow. And now, here's your host, the voice of business advice, Howard Lewinter.
Hello and welcome to Talk Business with Howard. I am Howard Lewinter and I am always ready to talk business. Are you? There's so many joys in what I do. The ability to be able to help CEOs, presidents, and business owners, to help them understand business, to help them become more profitable and reduce their stress, is joyful for me. But one of the things that I really enjoy is that when I get an email from someone from the past that I worked with years ago for a period of time and helped them. And it isn't uncommon. It happens from time to time. I hear from people and I hear their comments and hear what they have to say. But because this email was so interesting, and it says on the bottom here that they have I have their permission to use this and repeat it, I'm going to tell you what the email said, although I'm not going to reveal the person that wrote it. That wouldn't be proper. And they had a business, and there are a great deal of things that they've learned, and they sent me 3 points. They said, first of all, what you want to do is listen and then put what you've learned in action. It's not just enough to listen and go, Make a note. Make it happen. If what you're hearing is not working, if you think we need to go in another direction when we're talking and you're talking to anyone, make sure that you make a point of explain that to me. Tell me why we need to do that. Tell me why it's going to work. Give me another idea that doesn't work for me. So listening and participating is really important. Point number two. Do not let your ego take you out. Ego wants to win, whether you win or lose. And how many times do you see this, that people do things in their business because they want to be the biggest, they want to be the best, they want to show everybody, they want to have the biggest office, drive the biggest cars. But it's not necessarily going to benefit their business, it's just going to benefit their ego. And their ego and their head gets so big that they forget why they're there. They forget that they're there to serve the customer or the client. Or they become profitable. And, you know, we see this in many, many, many businesses where they're working with people and all of a sudden they become more important and they don't want to know the people that got them there. So never do that. Never let your ego get a hold of what you're doing. And the third point was doing what you've been doing and getting the same results is definitely insanity. That's a saying, of course, that you'll hear many, many times from many different directions, but it's absolutely true. And that's one of the things that business people tend to do. They tend to show up every single day, and they tend to do the same things over and over again. And they say, why am I not doing more business? Why am I not making this happen? Why am I not making more money? Why am I failing at this? Because you're doing the same thing. You're not getting different perspective. These are really wise words, and they're not coming from me. They're coming from a person that I had the pleasure of working with for a long period of time. You can put these things in place, and you can become more aware, more successful, more profitable. Don't let your ego get in the way. You don't have to be the biggest business in town. You need to be the most profitable. You need to reach out and help people. You need to bring the people along with you that got you there. You need to understand who helped you, and you need to reach out and help other people. Business is an incredibly wonderful adventure, or it's an incredibly painful experience. And it's not the economy. It's not what other people are doing. It's you, the business person, that chooses exactly how you feel about business and what you do. And I'm sure this person is going to listen to the broadcast. I want to thank them for sending me the email. And also look forward to your emails talking about what's going on and how you're going to improve your business and how you are going to become more successful and success in a way that brings other people along, success in a way that's generous, success in a way that really helps the country, the world, humanity. Success is about making a profit, but the profit comes in many ways. It comes in financial security. It comes in money, but it also comes in that feeling that you've done good and you've helped somebody else. This is Howard Lewinter, and of course, I always look forward to talking business with you.
Connect with Howard anytime at talkbusinesswithhoward.com. You can also continue the conversation with Howard on Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn. Thank you for listening to Talk Business with Howard.